The dream? Build a livable, affordable, eco-friendly community.
California Forever owns more than 100 square miles of land here in Solano County, backed by Silicon Valley investors to build a new city.
We're going back to what the Bay Area and Northern California used to do back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, when it was the center for high-tech manufacturing in America.
This new city will be entirely self-funded and sustainable.
The innovation engine that we have in Northern California is really special. And the fact that we are throttling it by not building enough housing is just crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome California Forever's Jan Sromek.
Morning. As you've just heard, I run California Forever, which is building the next great American city. And we are building it right here in California. And I know what all of you are already thinking, which is, California? Really? Well, where are we today? We are in California. The All-In Summit is in California. And I think that's kind of the point, because despite all of its flaws and challenges, California is irreplaceable. Whether you like it or not, there is nowhere else in America that can play the role that California plays in the United States right now. And so we have to fight for fixing all of the things that are wrong with the state. I was born in Eastern Europe in 1987 in the Czech Republic, which was 2 years before the wall came down. And growing up as a kid in post-Soviet Eastern Europe, California was the California dream. California was this. And then after 26 years, I finally got here in 2013, and what I found was this. It was homelessness, it was people throwing rocks at Google buses, it was companies beginning to leave the state, and all of it was entirely self-inflicted, all of it. This was a self-goal, 100% of it, because we had failed to build enough of everything that you need to run an actual state. We failed to build enough housing. We failed to build enough office space. We failed to build enough factories. We failed to build enough freeways and trains and energy, all of it. And I found that profoundly sad, because to me, California and more broadly America, we were defined by building to the rest of the world. I mean, we were the place that could build better than anyone else in the world. The Golden Gate Bridge was built in 4 years. The Boeing 747 went from an idea to carrying a fare-paying passenger in 3 years. The Navy got the idea to build a nuclear submarine in 1951. It was in the water in 1954. And I thought that it was really sad. Now, here's the good news. It took a while, but in the last few years, both on the left and on the right, we have realized that this question of how do we build in America is going to be the defining question of the next 20 years. And that brings me to this. Shortly after coming to California, about a decade ago, I started working on what became California Forever. And we wanted to build a place where California would build at a scale that is worthy of this great state. And we are doing that in a place called Solano County, which is about halfway between Silicon Valley and Sacramento. Very importantly, it's also about half an hour east of Napa. Over the decade, we've raised over $1 billion, and we've acquired nearly 70,000 acres to build. That's over 100 square miles. This is what it looks like. It is this incredible canvas for California to build again. It is 5 times the size of the island of Manhattan. The land we own is 2.5 times the size of the city of San Francisco. It is where the Sacramento Bay meets the Sacramento River. And what we're going to build there are all of the things that California and America need right now. And we're going to start by actually going back to what built Silicon Valley. We're going to start by building the Solano Foundry, which will be the largest advanced manufacturing park in America, where Silicon Valley can once again co-locate R&D and production. There's been a lot of talk about China here today and onshoring manufacturing. We cannot compete with China and onshore manufacturing by throwing bodies at the problem. We simply don't have enough people in America to do that. The only way that we can compete is by building factories of the future where we use robotics and AI to dramatically increase the productivity per worker. That also makes the job more fun. That also allows those companies to pay those people way better to work in those factories. Who are the people who can build the factories of the future? Who are the people who do robotics and AI? Where do they live? They predominantly live in the Bay Area. And right now, we are making it insanely hard for them to do their job by forcing them every time they need to go to the factory floor to get on a plane in Silicon Valley and fly to some other part of America and then adjust it and then spend 3 days coming back. You cannot do a one-day trip to Texas or Ohio. It's a three-day trip. We should have places where Silicon Valley can build an hour outside of Menlo Park. And that's what we're building with the Foundry. The second major national security issue that we're working on is shipbuilding. As you might have heard, we have quite a serious problem, Houston. Just as one example, Zhongjing Island Shipyard in China built more ships last year than we have built collectively in the United States since the end of the Second World War. One shipyard. And by the way, every ship in China that is a commercial ship is built to military standards. So that if you need to, in a conflict scenario, you can mount it with guns and systems and everything else that you need. We have a long way to go. Here's the good news. Zhongjing Island, the Death Star of Chinese shipbuilding, is the area that you can see in red on this image. Newport News, which is the biggest shipyard we have in America, is shown in blue. And then the next few shipyards are the next shipyards where we build submarines and other programs. The good news is that they all fit on the 6.5 miles of waterfront that we own in Solano County on the Deepwater Ship Channel, all of them. And that is less than 10% of the holding that we have overall in the area. So this shipyard has the scale to really move the needle for the country. But it's not just that. This is a map of all of the shipyards in the United States, public and private. And what you can see is that most of them are huddled around on the eastern seaboard and in the Gulf. I hate to break it to you, but the enemy is that way. If you're the Chinese Communist Party, the first thing that you'll do in any kind of conflict in the Pacific is you will bomb or otherwise shut down the Panama Canal. And if you've done that, there is no way to bring our ships back into the United States, into the shipyards for repair, and there is no way to bring new ships out into the conflict without going around Argentina, which is tens of thousands of miles away. So we desperately need new shipyards. We desperately need them on the West Coast. And the good news is that the best and the biggest site in America for shipbuilding, for new shipyards, happens to be located in the Bay Area, which is, number one, the best natural harbor in the country, and number two, where all of the AI talent is that you need to build the ships of the future in the shipyard of the future. Lastly, you can't just build a shipyard and a manufacturing park. You need to build a whole city to support them. And to do that, we're building a new walkable city for up to 400,000 people. But unlike the shipyard and the foundry, which are about technologies of the future and of the 21st century, the city is inspired by old American neighborhoods, by places like Charleston and the West Village and Marina in San Francisco, where you have traditional, beautiful architecture. Your 8-year-old can walk to school alone. You can have dinner with friends in a public square. It's the kind of place that so many Americans and Californians want to live in, but right now they either can't afford it or they even can't find it at all. And so in summary, there is this incredible energy, whether it's the reindustrialized movement, whether it is the abundance movement, people who say, it's time to build, and all of them are calling on America to meet the moment. And in the past eras, whenever that happened, we had symbols that were built in those eras. The Gilded Age had the Transcontinental Railroad and the rebuilding of Chicago. The New Deal had the Hoover Dam. During the war, we built ships in Kaiser shipyards with Rosie the Riveter, and the Space Age put a man on the moon. And our proposition is that because of its scale and its location and ambition, California Forever is a physical manifestation of all of the most important things in America right now. This new optimism, manufacturing, shipbuilding, homes for everyone, speed, and abundance. And that's why this matters for Solano County. That's why this matters for California. That's why this matters for America. Because all of these places need a new shining city on a hill. And that's what we are building. Thank you very much.